Unit 13. In the library. Part 1. Look and read. The first thing you will see across the room when you enter the front door is the front desk. This is where you go and to ask questions and check out and return library books. In the library, you can see many bookshelves and quiet study areas. The room is bright and quiet. The floor is clean. You can also find many magazines and newspapers. If you cannot find what you want in this library, a computer on the nearby desk can always help you. You can also find the children's study area. You can sit there and read your favourite picture books and magazines. Part 2. Listen, read and tick. What can you do in the library?
1. I can borrow books. 2. I can read books. 3. I can buy books. 4. I can read newspapers. 5. I can work on the computers. 6. I can do my homework. 7. I can play games. 8. I can sleep on the desk. 9. I can draw pictures. 10. I can see films.
Part 3. Read and answer. Our library. In our school, there is a big library. In the library, there are two reading rooms, a front desk, and many study areas. There are all kinds of books for children, young people, and adults. The books are on English, history, math, science, Chinese, geography, language, and so on. There are also many dictionaries, CDs, and VCDs. Every student has a library card. He must show his or her card to borrow books. You can keep a book for 2 weeks. If you still cannot return the book, you should come to renew it. Part 5. Let's chant.
Inside a library, you can't sleep. You should find a place and carefully read. Inside a library, you can't have a race. You should finish reading and clean your plate. Inside a library, you can't jump and run. You should study hard and never make fun. Inside a library, you can't eat. You should take your books and quietly leave.
Exercises. Part 2. Listen and write.
The reading room is usually very quiet. You can see no smoking on the walls. If you want to talk, you must whisper to the person. You'd better go outside to talk. Students can read their own books in the reading room and can do their homework there. You cannot litter. Please throw the rubbish into the dustbin.
Part 4. Ask and answer. What does the building look like?
It looks like a matchbox, doesn't it?
Part 5. Listen and tick.
Michael is doing an experiment. Pick out what he may use. Tick for yes, cross but no. Michael must use a glass full of water. He also needs a brush and a knife. He should write down his record, so he needs a book and a pen. Wait, not a pen. He should use a pencil and an eraser, so he can correct his mistake. Well, don't forget his lamp and a bottle of glue. He needs to stick something sometimes.
Unit 14. My birthday is in January. Part 1. Ask and answer.
When is your birthday?
It's in January. Part 2. Read and act.
Tomorrow is your birthday, isn't it? Yes, it is. And I'll have a big party for all our friends. Please come over. I sure will. Happy birthday. Thank you. By the way, where is your party? At my house. When does it start? At 6 p.m.
Part 3. Let's play. When is your birthday?
January the 1st. When is your birthday? May the 2nd.
When is your birthday? March the 3rd. When is your birthday?
June the 4th.
Part 4. Listen, read, and say. In January, we have New Year's Day. In February, we have Spring Festival. In March, we have Women's Day. In April, we have Spring Cleaning Day. In May, we have May Day. In June, we have Children's Day. In July, we have the Parties Day. In August, we have Armies Day. In September, we have Teachers Day. In October, we have National Day. In November, Americans have Thanksgiving Day. In December, some people have Christmas. Part 5. Let's sing.
I come from Alabama, where the land is on my knee, and I'm going to Vietnam, my true love for the sea. Welcome for Alabama, where the banjo on my knee. Welcome for Alabama, where the banjo on my knee. I'm going to Vietnam, my true love for the sea. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Welcome for Alabama, where the banjo on my knee.
Part 6. Listen and read.
On her birthday, May the 10th, Betty received a lot of gifts. A pair of gloves, a bar of chocolate, a bottle of ink, a bunch of flowers, a dozen pencils, and, of course, a big cake. Shall we turn on the music and dance? Mary asked. What about eating the cake now? Betty asked. Is anyone hungry? Okay, let's eat the cake now. But before that, you should put the candles on the cake and light them, Mary said. All right. Betty lit 12 candles and closed her eyes. She made a wish before she blew them out. Happy birthday to you! Everyone cried out and sang. They turned on the music and began to dance.
Part 9. Listen and say. Moonlight, moon bright, I want to make a wish tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, have my wish come true tonight. This is the end of side A.